He's our personal mentalist, Sidney Friedman, sidneyfriedman.com. He's got a big show coming up on New Year's Eve. He'll blow your mind.
Love it when you're here, Sidney.
As opposed to an impersonal mentalist.
Exactly right. I mean, you're the official mentalist of the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis because we don't have any other mentalists. But this is pretty
good.
Now, you, every year, you have a raft of predictions that you do.
I do.
For the year, including the Cubs are going to win the World Series. This one you got it right, but you were wrong 107 other times.
Right.
Now, this is interesting. You had 25 and a half of the 34 total predictions for last year come right now. I don't know what that means, though, 25
well,
and a half.
There's some that were kind of almost there, but I couldn't quite count them, so it was like a half, you know.
All right.
I don't like to stretch it, so it's a half.
You got a 92% record on Oscar winners.
Oscars, yeah. And
that's
last year
huge.
I was 8 of 9, actually, and
that's pretty good.
That was really
Isn't
good,
it?
Yeah. And I do them in December, way before the nominations come out. So
that's even harder.
It's harder. It's easier to do it. It's a week before the Oscars,
not that
and
easy.
People know the trend and so forth. But
I've been in those Oscar pools. I don't come close.
Yeah.
And then let's see, the economy. You got that basically right. Right. What was your most surprising one from last year that you think?
Well, I'll just tell you, first of all, most of the future can't be predicted. So because some people think, oh gosh, you must know everything. No, it's not meant to be known. So, but I just, if we knew everything that was going to, every moment of every hour of tomorrow, then there wouldn't be any purpose to the present. So, but once
Still
in a while,
nice
we get little glimpses of the curtain parts on the theater of tomorrow. We get a look at that stage and we get a little glimpse and I try to interpret what that means. And I'm not right. I'm 72% overall on all the predictions for 21 years now. So, but that means 30% of them about or whatever that is, but 28% are wrong. So
that's great. You
but
admit
still,
that
because really
I think most people wouldn't. You know, they'd be like, "Oh, I got this right, I got this right," but they wouldn't talk about the other stuff.
No,
that
no.
makes it
no.
You much
one
more
of the, every year, as Rose said, I predict the Cubs will be in the World Series.
You got that
you
one.
Got,
right.
you got
but
it.
I'm other
a Cubs
than that,
fan,
this
so how
year,
could I do anything else? You know,
other than that, this year, is there anything that freaked you out that you got right?
Well, actually, the Oscars, because it was a difficult year, and I predicted that Mark Rylance, who I'd never heard of, would win over Sylvester Stallone in the Oscars, who was a favorite.
Right, for the supporting actor, right?
So that even freaked me out, but I had a strong feeling about it, and I went with it, and it worked. So.
Now, when you get freaked out, Sidney, by your own predictions, that's like the beginning of a movie that goes kind of haywire, right? It's sort of like, uh-oh, do you look in the mirror and go, oh, Sidney, you're even creeping me out. Has that ever happened?
Yeah.
Yep. By the way, if you want to be creeped out personally, New Year's Eve, December 31st at Davenport's Cabaret Room, 1383 North Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago, for reservation 773-278-1830.
Did you predict this election or anything about
No,
it
that's one
polls,
I got totally wrong. And I had predicted every president since the second term of Reagan, and like Obama in 08, where Hillary was way ahead,
you
12 months
it
ahead.
Pre-primaries.
This time, I totally missed it. But I think everything about this election was unpredictable.
That is
so
true.
That's true.
Not,
no, I
not meant
that.
To be
I
known as Sidney said.
Yeah. I was very close on predicting the Senate, though. I said it would be 51-49. It ended up being 52-48. So it was very close on the division of the Senate.
Now,
that's
let's
huge.
Talk about this year.
Yes.
Because last year was totally a freak job for the Oscars.
Right.
You've got, again, over 16 years, a 93% accuracy rating on this. And you're predicting that the best picture is?
La La Land.
Oh.
Right.
Ooh,
now, usually the Oscars, it's an artsy film. It's not a musical. And I know Moonlight is getting a lot of attention. And Manchester by the Sea.
Right?
Which,
Casey
by the way,
Affleck?
I don't see the movies. I don't.
So you don't want to be affected by that?
I don't want
to. I happen to agree with you completely on this.
Right.
That's how I do it.
Exactly.
He watches the trailers.
My own
Is that what you do,
aesthetics
Sidney?
Will get in the way. I don't want to do it. I love movies, but I'll see them after the
prediction.
After this, right. So,
all
right.
But
Land.
Those are, you know, it's kind of a toss-up, but La La Land is what I'm seeing is winning.
Inside
Best
Hollywood
Picture.
Movie.
Hold on.
By the way, my biggest prediction, because you just did a segment on this, my biggest prediction is that Zsa Zsa Gabor will never get married again.
It won't be a 10 for her.
No.
What about Frederick von Halten?
Yeah, well, that would be.
On Halt, yes. He'll be married. He'll be married three times.
He'll marry Kim Kardashian eventually.
Yes. I think if he lives long
there
enough.
There we go.
That is, and I'm going to make predictions along with Sidney here. And we should write these down.
I will.
Joey, write these down!
Poor Joey. He ran across in the freezing cold to get a Starbucks. That's not
right.
Make him work too hard.
We want, Brian, can you make sure that Joey writes them down? Thank you. And we'll put them in, and I would like to, we're going to, these are predictions. I'm going to go along with your predictions here, and we'll try to match wits early on here.
There you go.
All right?
There you
go. So here we go. I say it's not La La Land. I say it is Manchester by the Sea.
Right. It has a lot of authority when you add reverb to it.
I know.
It does.
That's how
yeah,
I'm
he's
do
trying
it.
To do that. Compete only... with you like that, even though he doesn't
Mine
know.
Doesn't have reverb, so I don't think it'll come true.
That's going to be it. All right, so now you are saying for you have best supporting actress here?
Viola Davis.
Viola Davis.
Mm. Yes.
For Fences.
For Fences. And I think, I forgot who she's up against. I don't know.
Oh, well,
we don't even know the Oscars
know
yet.
That, yeah.
We don't even know.
But that's so interesting. You predicted even before the nominees are out.
Mahershala
Ali, who I've never heard of. Have you?
No.
I don't know who that is. He was doing summer stock in Cincinnati last year. But no, he's now, he'll win for best supporting actor.
Mm.
Let me add my own reverb. Best supporting actor.
Oh, okay. Really good.
And you say that the Oscar for best animated will go to Zootopia.
Zootopia. Right.
Yes. I think it's going to go for that thing that that nobody knows the answer to, the somewhat Japanese one, the Kubo and the Angry Inch or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I haven't seen
Kubo and the Angry Inch. Write that down. All right.
Yeah. So, and there are other Oscar predictions on my website. So,
right. We don't
come up
with too many of these.
These are a few.
Too many of these. All right. Now you say this is a you think an iceberg is going to do something.
Yes, this is totally unusual and probably highly unlikely, but an iceberg will be spotted off the coast of Massachusetts.
Ooh. And you're good with
therefore Patriot fans will be able to keep their beer cold throughout the season.
Oh,
so
interesting.
But that's
an iceberg
an odd
off the coast of
Massachusetts.
So you think one's going to like break loose and then float all the way down to Massachusetts?
Right. Exactly.
I predict an iceberg won't be seen off the coast of Massachusetts.
They can't do that. That's not fair.
But
it is now.
Mind you, a couple
dream.
Years ago, there was this Hurricane Sandy, which no one knew about in advance. Mm-hmm. But I said that there would be water would be the big story in New York, and there would be an unoccupying of Wall Street. And sure enough, that's what happened.
There you go.
And in 2005, they said the Mississippi River would change course, and that's the year Katrina happened.
Oh,
the levees broke, and the river went the opposite direction.
Now you have something else that I think is kind of interesting here. You are something about a wall. What is this about a wall?
Yes, this past year, as you know, there was all this talk of building walls, building a wall between the United States and Mexico. But ironically, a wall will crumble this year. What that means, I don't know. I just have a vision of a wall crumbling.
Wall crumbling.
But when it happens,
you'll
know what that means.
Oh, that's going to freak me out if that happens.
A wall will crumble.
Ro, do you have a prediction that matches that one?
Other
than the wall that won't crumble?
You need your Karnak hat
on
when you do this.
Yes, I think. No. I think he's onto something. I am going to say, all right, so you're saying a wall will crumble, and I am going to say the tides will ride high in the southeast.
Oh, God.
How about that?
All right.
You and I are on the same page on this one right here. The Kim and Kanye relationship.
Yes. It will break apart.
Mm-hmm.
They will break up, but they will actually reunite at some point during the year as well.
Okay.
So
I can see that.
Not that I care, but.
But that's coming to you.
That's
some vision.
I was on shows a few years ago predicting their marriage would happen too. So maybe I have a handle on them. I don't know.
You probably
if anyone does.
Deep connectivity to the minds of both of them. So
there's a big celebrity prediction for you if there ever was one.
I've got one for you here.
Okay.
Black China and Rob Kardashian will reunite and renew their vows.
Okay.
Because Black China needs the Kardashian money for season 18 of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
She also has a child with him. I think that's
important
actually as
quite
well,
likely,
too.
Actually. So,
he feels that, too. So there
I don't
you go.
Know. It's not like that's
I'm
your
just going to say that that's going
to
happen. That Black China and Rob Kardashian are getting back together.
I like this one. Chicago has one of the hottest summers on record.
Yes, to contrast what we're going through right now, I suppose. But yes.
I forgot what hot feels like, to be honest. But okay, that's an interesting prediction.
Yeah. Also in weather, you say that Inauguration Day is not going to go off well.
Yeah, I'm like a regular Tom Skilling here with the weather predictions.
Yeah,
but inauguration, usually inauguration days, it may be cold in D.C., but it's sunny and it's, you know, it's decent weather.
Mm-hmm.
But I just sense there's going to be nasty
torrential weather.
Hopefully it's not portentous of what will happen in the future.
But. I say right. The weather in Washington, D.C. on the 20th is going to be sunny but quite cold.
Okay, that sounded good. That sounded good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He's just doing the opposite of what I
said. That's what I'm going to go right.
Picking up on that. Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Donald Trump played psychic during his campaign, prognosticating repeatedly that everything's going to be great, right?
Yeah, this is an easy one. Everything won't be great. Some things will and some things won't. Everything can't be great. So I'm just saying it won't be great.
How much are we paying for this? You know what?
There's, that's not a good
one. How can everything be great?
It's $49
to
get into a
whether
show.
Whether it was Lincoln, Roosevelt, nothing's ever been great.
Everything, on New Year's Eve. And you better not pull that one out on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, don't use that.
People are paying $49 plus a two-drink minimum right there. So I want something better than that. I like everything else I've got here, but things aren't going to be great. Okay.
No, but New Year's Eve, we do all kinds of telepathic things, like we've done on your show before, where we read minds and do all this, and plus personal premonitions for people. And it's
So you interact with the audience?
Yeah,
and try
it's
to
totally interactive.
Things.
It starts at 10:30, and it keeps building and building towards midnight, and there's a really unique midnight celebration and all kinds of psychic, telepathic experiments with everybody and... It's a lot of fun. The third year that we're doing it, it's been, and the Reader calls it one of the best New Year's Eve events in Chicago. So they know.
We need to get Donald Trump to say something nice about you, and then use that forever.
Oh, yeah, that'll go a long way.
The president, you have a prediction here that the president's going to lose 4 of his cabinet members to resignation in the first 2 years.
Right.
I'm going to double that. I'm going to say it's in the first year.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, the first one that'll leave will be the White House barber.
He's not a cabinet-level position, but I see what
you
did there.
Very
I don't, he won't know what to do with that. With anyway,
right. He's not going to last.
Four resignations.
But yes,
first
four resignations. First 2 years. Roe is saying in the first year.
Your first year, yeah.
I think it's possible.
Yep. It could, yeah.
Is this whole thing just strong with some people, Sydney? What did you believe that when we say, oh, I have someone in my family who has that feeling, that gift for seeing things that others don't?
Well, do you?
No, I don't think.
But
I do.
There are people, yeah.
But we always say my mom does for some reason. She comes up with these things.
My great-grandmother did. She would walk up to a pregnant woman and say, oh, that's going to be a boy born on a Tuesday. And sure enough, it would be.
Oh, gosh, that's weird.
That's weird.
Right. And that's why I'm weird.
Yeah. Well, I could see that. All right, now, this is what I don't quite understand.
Are you married, Sydney?
Who could put up with this? Come on.
The color purple becomes popular in food.
Food?
And in the serving of food in restaurants. What food is purple that we're gonna. What are we going with?
Beets, borscht. I don't know. The color purple is gonna.
You just
be
feel
a big
the color thing. Purple being big.
Color, that might be food coloring put in to make. That's gonna be a trend.
Grapes. It's, I guess.
You know,
grapes are gonna be big.
The
in
future. You gotta understand. A wrong prediction seems totally ludicrous.
Sure.
But
that's
a right
true.
One that's actually comes true seems. Oh, of course it would. So if that happens, of course. History always seems obvious in retrospect. So right now, that seems completely ridiculous, but when it happens...
All right, and now finally, will the Cubs win the World Series back-to-back?
I predict they will every year, so I have to do it again this year. But I actually do. I have a strong feeling that they go through the regular season. It's hard enough to make the playoffs, and then it's a whole other realm in the playoffs to try to win that. But
somehow
I feel that they're just going to dominate all the way through. They'll make the playoffs and just dominate the playoffs and do it in very convincing fashion.
Oh, I love that one.
So let's hope that one comes through.
Do you predict that Aroldis Chapman will be a Major League Baseball player a year from today?
I have no feeling about that.
I do.
You do?
I think he will go back to Cuba to become the president.
Oh,
president of Cuba.
Aroldis Chapman is now the president of Cuba. All right. If you want to see Sydney Friedman, New Year's Eve, that's December 31st this year. 10:30 p.m., Davenport's Cabaret Room. Takes you all the way up to midnight. And it's a great show. Sydney is so much fun to watch. And it's like, and all of a sudden you go, wait, how did he just do that?
Exactly.
One of the great mentalists. He's got the whole. Are you doing the musical thing there that night?
We are. We're doing the music mind reading as well.
Yeah.
Yep. With a grand piano.
Yeah, it's fun.
No less. Yes.
Very, very fun show. So go see Sydney. Hoda Kotb says we love Sydney. Wasn't talking about him. But she was, she does say there was a quote. We love Sydney. All right. Sydney, thank you so much for being with
tickets
us.
Tickets available at, may I say the website?
Sure.
SydneyFriedman.com.
SydneyFriedman.com.
F-R-I-E-D. I before E. Mm-hmm. All right.
Except after Sydney. Right. SydneyFriedman.com for reservations or 773-278-1830. How about that?
Oh, yeah.